And he was watching it. He said, he said, what's all this? Why are you backing up like that? And I said, oh, you know, it's all right. Don't know what. He said, anyway, Captain, the thing was, we got a new leading man for that production, a fella called Ted Webster. He's playing the lead. The lead is a lunatic in Signpost to Murder. Ted Webster was a lunatic and escaped a very dangerous lunatic from the lunatic asylum. You know, and he breaks in on this lone woman in this kind of farmhouse, you know, and molests and marauds her in a dangerous way, threatens her, very menacing. But then as the plot progresses, it turns out possibly she's even wackier and loonier than he is. is kind of the plot. Anyway, that was Ted Webster. And then the costume came from Hugh. The first two acts of Signpost to Murder had gone what Ted Webster and Margaret Thing, the leading lady, would have called well. there'd not been a murmur, not a titter in the house. You know, therefore the good people of Colchester around the author's desperate plotting. Enter the inspector, you see, and starts looking for clues. I said, man, it's magic. It was like the whole house went up. It was like a sheet of laughter. You know, you're mad with it. I thought, man, this is going well. And then I'd forgotten the entrance of the maid. Anyway, the maid came in and saw me back, and she had to leave the plot early. The Bishop of Colchester, on the first night, he was in the front row. Oh, man, he's in stitch. The Bishop. And anyway, I thought I'd cry. I must write a proper letter to Hugh thanking him. But it's because I wouldn't be bad, but bowing, you know, thunderous applause. And I thought, you know, the whole lot of this is down to, you know, the third act detective. And I got back to me changing hutch. We used to have changing hutches in those days. I was in my hutch, and I was just taking my gear off, and suddenly Ted Webster appeared, and he put a kilt on for this event. He got one of the fire buckets out of the theatre that was full of old greasy water, you know. Bucky old water, probably been there 30 years. And he said, he sort of caught me like that. And he said, try that again. And he threw all the mucky, greasy water over me. And he said, try that again and it's your life, okay? And he got all this minimum. And I said, well, yeah, thanks for the note, he said. Anyway, so the next night, I didn't look for clues, but for some reason this was funnier. Not looking for clues, and I sort of, you know, it was like I was mentally bleeding. I was like, don't shut up, please, you know. And when I came, there's this bit in the dialogue, I have to come over to Ted and say, excuse me, sir. But is this your cigarette lighter? And his eyes, you know, he's got those, whatever it is, eyes. They were getting